Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Brian Enyart, the nephew of America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host, and I'm joined back by popular demand by Knight of TheologyOnline.com.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, sir.
You like the way I just popped in there at the last second?
I
like
sure
that?
Do. My heart was thumping.
Yeah.
Where's my co-host?
Well, you know, when you're a big-time webmaster of huge websites, you know, that's the way I roll, pretty much.
I hear you.
So,
hopefully so.
So, hey, I'm glad to be here today, Brian. Thanks for asking me on the show.
Oh, well, thank you for coming.
And we're filling in for Bob.
We took control of the BEL cabin once again. We did a little promotional show last month, which did amazingly well.
That was when we sold like 38,000.
38,000
plots or something. I don't know.
Copies of Bob Sings the Classics.
We were really excited because remember, if you remember right on that show, we said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could sell 10 plots?
10 of them.
And our producer was like, oh, wait, be careful how many you say. You know, we don't want to make this too
overshoot
crazy.
Or undershoot.
And you were thinking, hey, how about 15? And I was thinking somewhere. And we ended up selling, well, how many?
92.
92 plots.
So the reason we're here today is Knight and I, we're going to come back to you once a month and offer you some kind of crazy Bob Enyart Live related deal.
Now, Bob, he doesn't always approve of these deals. I mean, what we do is just, it's
off the chain.
I think that he told us last time he was driving down the road, and when he heard what we were doing, he just about like drove into a ditch or something, right? Isn't that what happened?
Something like that. I'm
yeah,
certain.
Because he, you know, we come on and basically we're the guys that do the incredible crazy deal, right?
Exactly.
Is that what we're gonna do?
And I'm sure people are starting to get really antsy. They want to know what are we getting this time. But first of all, let's just talk for a brief moment about why we're here. It's because we believe so much in Bob Enyart Live, and we've been personally affected so greatly in our lives by this ministry, and it affects the whole world. You know, right now, with this whole personhood amendment, Bob Enyart Live is really at the, you know, in the front lines, just pushing it to try and end abortion, and it's really like a realistic goal at this point because of, largely because of this ministry.
And all the little offshoot ministries that have been affected by Bob's ministry. So this just one ministry sort of infuses energy into all these other little ones, and big things happen.
Big things happen from all the small and the larger different entities all associated with Bob Enyart Live. So today, in order to help Bob Enyart Live and to get you some of these great materials at, you know, a great price, we are going to offer to you...
Uh-oh, here we go.
A brand new...
Where's that drum roll sound? Do we got that? Yeah, we need something like that.
A brand new Bob Enyart Live material, freshly printed, hot off the press. It's called Does God Exist?
Ah, okay. Now, this is the big debate.
This is the big debate. This is Bob Enyart. Now, you know a lot about this. Debated an atheist on TheologyOnline.com.
Right.
Which is when you search in Google for theology... Theology Online is at the top of the front page, basically.
We are, as of yesterday, we were fourth.
Fourth.
Fourth. If you just search the term just theology, just the word theology, right? Now, if you search theology forum, we're number one, right?
Of course.
Right? But just the word theology. So we've been around, you know, 11 years and we get a lot of attention. We're pretty controversial. But this debate happened online, but it was so good that... And it's, you know, I don't know about you, but it's kind of hard to read a whole long thing online on a computer.
Sure.
It's a lot more easy to have it in your hands, paper. You can go sit on the porch or whatever you want to do. Yeah, highlight it. And better than that, you know, when you want your neighbor who's maybe he's sort of considering Christianity or whatever, and you want him to read this, it's hard to say, hey, go to this website, click on this link, and if you find, you know, that's hard to do. But if you could just hand him this debate and say, hey, read this debate, you know what? This may change the way you think about things because you're going to see the atheist point of view as well.
Absolutely, because it's represented by Zakith Teoels. At the time, he was the
right.
resident atheist, the atheist that all the other atheists sort of like tagged along with
right.
and loved. And
he was the kind of the Pied Piper. But what's going to blow you away, and I'm not going to give away this debate, is what happens during this debate to Zakith. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
I thought we would give away a little bit, but not specific.
Yeah, but you just really have to read this thing. But it is amazing. You're going to get a lot of little – what I like about what Bob does in his writing stuff, you get all these little tidbits, things you never thought about before. I mean, there's a lot of books on apologetics and Christian apologetics, and that, but Bob always comes up with a new angle, something new, something different that I've never seen or heard before. And a lot of times he doesn't even mention on his show.
Yeah.
So in this debate, there's some great little tidbits, some facts and arguments that you've never heard before. I guarantee it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it ranges from all different sorts of – you know, it goes from science to philosophy to astronomy to this and that. And so it's called Does God Exist? It's a debate between Bob Enyart and TOL's Zaketh. And now, this product usually goes for $29.99, I think, from Bob Enyart Live. And now it's actually been bound. It's a glossy, soft paperback book. How many pages? Something like 200 pages or so. And we're going to give it away today for only $20.
Nice.
Okay. So this book brought me to Christ. This is what changed me. I actually lived in New Jersey when I read this, and it was just the evidence contained in this thing was so astounding that I could not, you know, turn away from God anymore. I just couldn't ignore it. And that's what happened. So right now, if you can call in 1-800-8-ENYART, that's 1-800-836-9278. We got a call center ready and raring to go to take some calls. I think today our goal is going to be 10 Does God Exist
books.
So.
And you're telling me that this isn't just a printout. This is actually bound with a nice glossy cover and
it's not a manuscript.
Wow. This is awesome.
It is awesome. This is something where you're going to want to buy this for yourself. You're going to love to read it. And then you're going to want to give it to some of your friends. You know, especially like you were saying, Knight, people who, you know, are sort of maybe contemplating Christianity or sort of, you know, atheists.
You remember when we did the plot thing and we sold all those plots and we were talking about who this would be good for, and we both kind of agreed this is good for people who are interested in apologetics and theology and that kind of thing. This is a little different. This is the kind of thing that you would give to somebody that maybe, you know, at work or your brother or maybe it's a dad or an uncle that – isn't a Christian and say, hey, you know, here's the arguments laid out together and read this and tell me what you think. You know, that's the kind of thing. Because I know that when I was still an atheist, I was watching Bob Enyart Live as an atheist. I liked Bob because he had good conservative views and I was a conservative, but I wasn't a Christian. And there was two shows in a row he had where he debated an atheist. And this is a long time ago. But the first night I watched it and the atheist, he was using my arguments. And the second night, another guy, he was using my arguments and they were both getting creamed. And that's when I started to feel queasy. It's like, wow, wait a minute. You know, I'm not so sure I feel good about my arguments anymore. And that was like the little crack. And the next thing I knew, you know, I was on a path, which was a great path. And, you know, 12 years later, or however long that was, boom, here we are. So this is really awesome. So that's what I like about this debate. It's along those same lines.
It's yeah, absolutely. So you got to check out this debate. It's called Does God Exist? It's a 10-round moderated debate. Just call 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. You're going to get that shipped to your door for only $20. And it changed my life. It could even change yours, even if you are a Christian, just to help you have a better understanding of God and of the reality of his existence in general.
This debate, it's kind of risky. I mean, you know, his arguments are in it also, right? Unedited. So this is pretty crazy because, you know, a lot of books about apologetics, you're getting the author's perspective and there's no, you know, contrary perspective that, you know, he's going to say what he wants to say. Well, this isn't that way. This is Bob and another guy going head on to see which argument. I guarantee you, Zaketh does not sell this debate.
No, he doesn't. He definitely doesn't.
He doesn't sell this debate. Even if he had a way to sell the debate, I'm not sure. I think the debate killed him. I think that's what happened. I'm pretty sure he died. No, actually, he did come back after about 6 months after the debate, participated a little bit on TOL, and then
he came and went. So we could just say, I mean, I want to give away one of the things, but not the specific about just. so people feel really confident that when they read this, they're going to know that the Christian angle is extremely strong, because
it's powerful.
The Zacheth at some point decides that he's not sure if he wants to continue the debate.
That's true, right? And like I said, we weren't sure what happened to him. First, some people, there was rumor going around that he died, and so that was a little crazy. I mean, yeah. Wow, a debate that kills you. I mean, that's got to be powerful. It turned out it didn't kill him, but it did affect him. I mean, he didn't realize what he was getting in for. He thought, I'll be able to hold my own, even though blah, blah, blah. Well, it didn't work out that way. And when you read this thing, you're going to say, wow, this is really incredible. It's something that's real. It's true. It's not made make-believe. This isn't WWF where the winner was planned out. We didn't know how it was going to go. We just started the debate. And
nothing like WWF.
Exactly. I mean, this is the real deal. And so, hey, cool. We got one order, and it's from
Somebody at TOL.
Yeah.
So, Whole
thank
Armor.
You, Whole Armor.
And thanks so much.
By the way, he's a great guy. We're trying to get him to come to church one of these times. So if you're listening, buddy, we're expecting you to show up at Denver Bible Church one of these days, because you said you were coming and you didn't show up. So
yeah.
We want to see that. So, hey, thank you for the order. And if we can get to we're trying to get to 10.
That's one down. We just need 9 more of you people. Call on in. Order this awesome resource. It's $20. Does God Exist? Read it for yourself. It'll help edify you and help you to really get a better understanding for just the sheer fact that God does exist, and how this world could not possibly exist without design, without a creator, without someone, who had interest in creating something of his own creativity. I mean, that's what God is.
Right.
He's like us. He can create and design and, laugh and love, and that's what we are.
I like what you said a minute ago about the highlighter, because if I was out there right now, I'd order a couple of these, one to have maybe on the bookshelf, and another to grab my highlighter and highlight some of these arguments, because everybody runs into a neighbor, a coworker, and all of the typical arguments that atheists make are in this debate. And Bob, has awesome ways of answering these, maybe a little different than you're used to.
I'd say a lot different.
A lot different. Okay. A lot different than you're used to, because there's some pat answers that we give, right?
Sure.
And I know I try to just pretty much – rip off the best arguments. That's the good thing to do. Take good arguments and build on them.
Make them your own.
Yeah, and there are some great arguments in this book. So $20, it's normally $30, and this is like what, today only?
This is today only. You're going to get it for $20. Normally it's $30, and then there may be a shipping fee associated. I don't know. We're doing this of our own free will. So you're going to get for $20, that's 30% off, or what is that, 33% off the cover price. $20, Does God Exist? One of the greatest debate that I've ever read on just the topic of, does God exist? An atheist versus a Christian. And we just got another book out to John in Fort Collins.
Nice.
Thank you, John. So we're up to two.
Eight more to go.
Eight more out the door. Oh, we got another one. Vic in Denver. That's one book. Very good.
So, hey, that's three sold. That's not bad.
Yeah.
We got seven to go.
Hey,
all the way. By the way, TOLers, Whole Armor just ordered one. He's a theologyonline.com guy. And you're saying, well, why did he order it if he probably read it on TOL? Well, having it in book form, I think, is real handy. Just like I said, with the computer, you can't highlight sections that, hey, I want to remember this. Oh, I think it was post 6, post 5. Where was it? Well, when you got the book, you could just, like you said. In fact, I'm going to get myself one just so I can highlight. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I know I did that with the plot for a long time with my manuscript. I had big sections highlighted that I always tried to remember.
And you could even get some Post-its and put them on specific pages.
Yeah, so if you're a TOLer and you've read this before, that shouldn't stop you from buying it. That's my point on this.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you should go ahead and get the nice bound glossy. In fact, get a couple, one for yourself and one for your wife.
So since you're talking about buying a couple now, let's put a secondary deal out on the table.
Is Bob listening? I don't know.
I hope he's not. Here's what we're going to do. If you want to call in and order 10 of these, you want to give them out to a whole bunch of your friends, I want to set one goal. We want to sell...
Drum roll.
We want to sell one packet of 10 of these, and we'll sell it to you for... you're going to get it for $150 today. So that's $15 per book. Does God Exist?
The bound glossy version.
Yes. The actual bound. It's
Brian,
not the manuscript.
I don't know.
No, well,
this is crazy. That's half price.
It's out there now, so there's no taking it back. You heard it here.
But this is just today.
This is just today, yeah.
So you can't normally call in and get them for $150.
No. And it's so great.
It would be $300. Yeah, if you wanted to do
it. It would normally be $300. And now this is the opportunity that you have to get this amazing resource, get it out to your friends, your family, anyone you care about that you want to.
Take a stack of 10 to church.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, have some.
Make some, a great, you would even make a great, you know, for Bible study.
That is a great idea. Book club, you know, I mean.
Sure.
Go over that with your buddies. That'd be awesome.
So when you buy this, you're getting to help yourself, help your understanding, your friends, everyone around you. And you're also going to help this ministry of Bob Enyart Live to continue. Oh, we got another book sold to Dave in Greeley. Now we're up to four. So that's six.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Six more to go to meet our goal.
Six more to go and one packet of 10 for $150. That's only $15 per, and you're going to get this great book. It's amazing. So this debate took place back in 2003.
Yeah, I think. It was like summertime, I think, or spring or something like that.
I remember back when it started, I had a 3-foot mohawk or something, and piercings all over my face, and I came over to my dad's house, and he said, oh, you got to take a look at this thing your uncle wrote, you know, and I said, okay. So I started reading through it, and, you know, I was sort of raised Christian, and this, I had basically just sort of blown it off at that point in my life, and I started reading this, and just the reality of the situation started to really come before my eyes, that God is real, that everything around me is real, you know, it's really made by God, and that's what really just put a fire in my heart that I had to start to follow Christ and like to really make a commitment in my life that, you know, I'm going to be dedicated to reality and stop living in this fantasy world with piercings and mohawks. And
that is awesome.
Yeah. So that's why I'm here. Completely.
So the right off the bat, this was in a format that was maybe more engaging or something because it was a debate. Or?
It was incredible to read the Christian argument and then also see, you know, in conflict, the atheist argument. And
right.
It's very clear in this that the atheists don't have a lot at their disposal,
right?
When it comes to defending their perspective, so,
and I don't, and that's what I was saying earlier. Is I think that you do, right? You think that you have a lot at your disposal until you start to compare the two, sides of the debate. And that's what I was saying when I was watching those Bob shows. How when I saw a Bob debating the atheist, or listened to Bob debating the atheist, and for you it was you reading it, was then you start to realize how bankrupt the argument really is, but. Because you kind of have this false sense of security that, oh, well, you know, there's answers there. I know that they're there, and scientists know this and that. And then you start to find out the truth, and that's when you get that sort of maybe almost queasy feeling, you know, that, wow, maybe I don't have all the answers.
Yeah, and no one does, you know.
Yeah, so.
But, hey, this is – we just sold two to Marilyn in Lakewood.
All right.
Thank you, Marilyn, very much for your purchase. You're going to love this book. It's incredible. So let's put that number out there again. It's 1-800-836-9278 1-800-8-NYART.
And so the deals that we're doing today, what do we got here?
The deal we got going, why don't you tell me about it?
Yeah, we got the bound copy of Does God Exist? Nice, glossy, printed. It's a beautiful book, right? And if you buy one, we're going to go $20 or normally $30,
mm-hmm. So
which is a great
33%
deal. So if you buy one, two, or three, that's going to be $20 a piece. But if you buy 10, half price, $15 a piece. So if $150, you get 10.
You get 10 of this 10-round moderated debate, Does God Exist? It's Bob Enyart.
10, kind of. I don't want to give it away, but it's close to 10.
Close. Well, it is really 10.
Yeah.
So you're giving away a little bit now. But so it's a 10-round moderated debate. It's some of the finest work from the Bob Enyart Live ministry. It's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, on TOL, which is theologyonline.com, we have these bigger battles. Like, there's always debates going on, but then we have these bigger battles. And this was the first one that Bob was in, and it sort of changed the battle royales forever because it kind of put a new standard on the amount of work and stuff that goes into these, and which is good. And so now, you know, there's been other battles, but this was like sort of the cornerstone of the first like really cool one.
This raised the bar.
Yeah, it did. Completely. It raised the bar. And so it's really worth a read, and I love having it in a form where I can have it in my hands, you know, as opposed to trying to read it online, which to me is, it's okay, you know, work on the computer and stuff, but when you really just want to read something from beginning to end, I like to move around and sit at the couch or maybe outside or whatever.
Yeah, go
so
on the porch,
yeah.
Get comfortable.
Hey, did we get another sale?
Yeah, Donna in Fort Collins, thank you so much, Donna, for taking on that one book. You're helping the ministry. And we really, really appreciate it. You're going to love it.
So where are we at? What do we got? What did we sell?
Oh, I don't even know. What
five,
is it?
Six?
No, someone just bought two. That's four, five, maybe even seven. What are we at?
I think it's a 5.
We're getting there. I know we're gonna meet our goal, and you guys are absolutely gonna love this material. So let's get 3 more callers in and 1 person to take us up on this. 10 of these for $150. You know, and if you don't have,
oh, we're at 7.
Oh yeah, we have 7 out. So if you don't have, if you're not able to contribute right now, something you can do is just go onto theologyonline.com and you can read it there. You know, so you could go through and you have to read it through the pages, but you're actually going to get it in a bound paperback copy if you call 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-8-NYART, right now for only $20. And we just sold, what, 4 more?
Two more.
Two to Joel in Thornton. 2 books. Thank you, Joel. You're going to love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great. So the 10 for $150 would be another great mini goal to have at least one of those.
If one of those goes out, it'd be great, and it, you know, it would just be wonderful.
Does this deal go on all day, like after the show?
Yeah, it does. It's all day long, not just during this half an hour, but it would be great. You know, if you call in now, we could read your name on the air, and you're really yeah. cool to all your friends. You can say, yo, I was on the radio.
You
got to check out KGov and listen to the show.
But because the show doesn't air all over, and sometimes it's just on the internet later, then that way we go, what, till midnight tonight or whatever.
Yeah. Last time during the show, I think we sold 15 or 20. And now, oh, maybe it was 50 actually during the show. And then afterwards, and we doubled that number.
Right.
And I think they even continued it to the next day. But you never know if that's going to happen. So you got to call right now, 1-800-836-9278, to pick up Does God Exist? The 10-round moderated debate between Pastor Bob Enyart and TOL's ex-resident atheist, Zaketh.
Right. So that's pretty exciting that we're so close to meeting our first goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? One of the things that's really cool about this is it has a lot to do with science. And I think when Zaketh got involved with this, he was not expecting it to be so in-depth from every conceivable angle.
Plus, he probably figured, hey, if anybody has you know, the science aspect, it should be me, right? That's what the atheist thinks.
And the funny thing was, he was saying that, oh, you should stop using the scientific perspective, wasn't he?
Right,
didn't
yeah.
he get into that kind of
And then he wanted to, you know, mock the
Bible. He wanted to talk about the Bible.
And Bob's like, hey, let's talk about science.
He said, this isn't about yeah. Jesus being God, even though, of course, Bob, you know, here we do acknowledge that Jesus is God, but this was just, does God exist in general? So it was, let's look at astronomy, let's look at the planets, let's look at space, let's look at our DNA, and let's see if this says that God, that this is the result of design, or is it random chance?
Right.
And then he also defeats some of the, you know, atheist arguments of Euthyphro's dilemma and some other things that mm-hmm. Zaketh sort of threw out there, which if you don't know about, you'll definitely get to learn a lot about it when you read this material. So it's 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. We've got 9 out the door. We need 1 more caller. Be our hero. Call in right now.
We can meet our goal.
So we can meet our goal of 10.
We don't want to. We could not fail after what we did last time, Brian. I mean, it would be awful if we didn't meet the 10.
We will be laughing stocks of our church. So you can help us. You can help Bob Enyart Live reach so many people. My own wife actually moved out from Holland, where we met here. She moved out from Holland a few months ago mm-hmm. because of this ministry. So I wouldn't even be married without the support of people just like you calling in and buying these materials. So I want to thank you guys so much for supporting Bob Enyart Live. It's great.
Yeah, it is awesome. And every time we've done a show, the support is so great. But in return, you're getting something really cool.
Yeah.
So that's what's so exciting about this. And there's a lot of other products that I'm sure people are interested in. But today we're highlighting this one because we're giving such a great deal.
Yeah. So every month you can expect us to be back here with a new product, breaking into the Bob Enyart Live studio.
As long as we don't tell – I mean, when Bob finds out what we're giving this thing away for, he's probably, you know.
Yeah. We got to watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out for the big
guy. It might be bad, but you know, we got to get this product out there. It's so incredible. And the half price for 10 –
half price for 10. So if someone out there can call in, be our hero, help this ministry, and get this resource out to all of your friends and family, and pick up 10 of these for only $150, $15
each. We'll mention
each.
Your name 10 times.
Yes, and we'll make a song about you. Eye on the Air, we'll sing a song.
So we got a couple minutes left of the show,
mm-hmm.
but just remember now you can call the rest of the day. If you're listening online and you're going to hear this later on the internet, don't worry that this is recorded. You can call in right then if it's 6
well, right
o'clock.
Right now, tonight, when you're listening to it.
Yeah, but I mean if you're listening to it later.
Well, no, I'm saying right now they're listening to it and
oh,
we're
yeah.
saying.
Call right now, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so this will go on all of today. And, but then that'll be it. Then they go back to the normal $30.
So then it'll be back to $30. And hey, you know, I want to know, what's your favorite part about this? I love the science. That's what I get into.
Well, yeah, that was awesome. I think my favorite part is the ending, which I won't tell what happens. And then Bob's reaction to the ending, his post in reaction to what happens to Zaketh at the end, to me, was hilarious.
Yeah,
it was probably one of the three funniest moments of internet history.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to get to see that. You know, I got to see it live when it was really going down, when it really happened. But that doesn't change how it'll be for you when you're reading this book. It's hilarious. So to me, that was the most exciting part, is Bob's reaction to
what happens at the end of the debate.
Right. To what and how he responds to this guy's. How he ended. And yeah. And it's just so funny. I mean, it's one of the funniest internet moments of all time. Makes for a great book. So,
and we just now made our goal. Pastor Randy, Georgetown, Colorado. Thank you, Pastor Randy, so much.
Oh, yeah. God
bless. We just reached our goal. Yeah, God bless. You're going to love this book. It is absolutely astounding. So we just reached our goal. We got there.
We'd sure like to sell at least one pack of 10.
We want to sell one pack of 10 of these.
Could we do that before the show ends? Is it possible?
If you're listening right now and you have the means to pick this up, I will tell you now, you will not regret it. You are going to love this resource.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You're going to get some nuggets of things that you can use in debates with your friends and family that you have never read before, I guarantee you, because Bob always takes a fresh angle on these things.
It's
awesome. So we sold another one to Richard. Thank you, Richard, Colorado Springs.
Beautiful. Thank you, Richard.
And the show is winding down, but we would sure love it if you guys would continue to call. When you're hearing this, whenever you're hearing this, call in. It's a beautifully bound book, and you're going to love it.
And I think Knight and I will be sticking around for 1 or 2 minutes in the call center, so we might be able to pick up some calls too. Oh, and until midnight, this is going down.
Okay,
so at midnight. They're going to stop taking orders at this reduced price. 30% off. Does God Exist? It's a great bound copy. The number is 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. You could still call in right now and pick up Does God Exist, the new BEL resource just printed. And
Brian, thanks very much for having me on the show.
Thank you, Knight. It's always a pleasure. And as always, we want to remind you to do right and risk the consequences.